Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money at Menards.
Hey, y'all. Thank you for checking out Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls. And this is Cozy Womb Podcast, a podcast about how to be a better parent and get better at it, right? Because these kids need it. We need it. Today is episode 14. This is season 19. And happy Monday, of course. But I want to talk about recycling old baby things. Everything doesn't have to be trash. Everything doesn't have to be, it's the wrong size. You could do something productive with it. In a world where we have secondhand stores, why throw things away? We have Poshmark, which is online, and they have a great app. We have small secondhand stores around locally. Dads and moms who cannot afford to buy things full price and need help can buy things at those stores for a low cost. Please wash gently used baby items and pack it up and take it over there. Most places will pay you for giving your clothes there to see what they can sell. It won't be super high. It's not, let me sell these luxury Gucci shoes at the secondhand store because someone out there who can't afford full price Gucci baby shoes wants to buy them. Maybe they do, but I guarantee you people who have kids are not going to those secondhand stores for that reason. If you have something like that, you can sell it on Poshmark. I sold the girls' Gucci ballet flats on Poshmark because what am I going to do with them? I'm not saving them for when they have kids. That's kind of ridiculous. I've sold a lot of baby shoes on Poshmark that the girls couldn't fit. The only thing that I have left that I haven't sold is a Burberry dress that some friends had purchased for Anya when she was little. Ari wore it, and I'm just saving it because that's the one thing that I feel like is classic, and I'll save it. But if you have other gently used baby things, look for a secondhand store locally in your community and go sell it there. You could get some cash. You could get some points. Maybe you might find something there to exchange it for. Or it'll just be something you can do for the greater good of someone else. Put it in the car and sell it to the store. Or you can donate your clothing to Goodwill and wait for a ticket so you can use it for your tax write-off. But every little bit helps. So today I'll talk about great ways to utilize your gently used old baby things. Welcome to Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mom of girls. I am the host. I am the creator. I am the editor. I am the everything. You can check out more from me on shanbepodden.com. So thankfully, I did have two girls back to back. So I got to use a lot of what Anya had because she's older for Ari. And that helped me out a lot. But there were some things that I just knew, I'm not going to need this. I'm going to need this. I wish I had this the first time. I'm going to get this. And so the first kid, you might find yourself buying big unnecessary items. And then your second kid comes and you get more realistic. They might not get as much as the first kid. They might not get the most expensive things that the first kid got because you see that is not necessary. Their stroller might be a bit more efficient than the first stroller you had. I remember I wanted a jogger stroller for Anya so bad, and I got a jogger stroller for Anya, not realizing that a jogger stroller does not fit in standard trunks, okay? So if you don't have a Jeep, if you don't have a truck, do not try to fit a jogger stroller. Maybe now they might have smaller ones, but at the time mine was a pretty bulky in every trunk because it's not going to fit. Get the oh my God, I'm having a brain fart. There's basically that car seat stroller connector that's very light, very small, is great for planes, is great for on the go, is not heavy. Basically, it's an unfoldable push part, and then you take the car seat and you snap it in. It's great for the grocery store, it's great for doctor's appointments, it's great for major cities, it's great for traveling, and it's so efficient where you don't have to worry about having a car seat, having a full stroller, having a baby bag. It usually has a compartment on the bottom where you can put your bag. And it's so swift and easy. It glides easy. Get that instead of having a big bulky stroller. Now, if you're the workout mom and you need a stroller to go running with, great. Get you a jogger stroller. I understand. But if you're really not about to be out there jogging, sis, that stroller that's $10,000 is completely not necessary, because most of those strollers that are luxury, quote unquote, they do not grow with your child. The car seat that grows with your child is a great investment, so you don't have to keep upgrading their car seat. You can just extend it when they need it to be bigger, or like a booster seat. Right now, I only have one semi car seat in my vehicle because Ari's just at that age where she just needs a booster seat. Anya's at an age where she can sit in the front seat. She's very tall, she's heavy, and so I don't have to worry about having a car seat every time I get in and out of vehicles, which is great. But another great thing that you can do with the car seat is Target. Take it to Target. Target has a great trade-in old car seat program for a 20% off coupon for a new car seat that you will get from Target. So if you have an old car seat and you want to get rid of it, take it to a Target, trade it in, get your 20% off coupon, buy you a new car seat. Okay. The reason why they don't recommend you donate car seats is because it's very important to make sure that a car seat works efficiently. And it's hard to know in a store if a used car seat works properly and will protect a baby properly. So they don't recommend that you donate those. Okay. What's the next thing? Stores to sell your kid items. Now, I say kid items, I'm talking.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
About baby bags, baby carriers, baby toys, baby books, baby clothes, baby shoes, baby beds, strollers, gently played with toys and activity mats. What else? Things to go in the room, decorations, hats, all of those things that someone else would need for a baby, or you would see in a magazine that you could not afford full price. Always check a secondhand child store or baby store and see if they have it. So you have stores like kid2kid.com, Goodbye, B-U-Y, gear.com, Rebel Stork, ThreadUp, eBay, swap.com, onceuponachild.com. I've shopped there plenty of times when the girls were smaller. I've donated clothes to them plenty of times. I've purchased shoes for the girls from them plenty of times. OfferUp, WeePeePeA.com, StorkExchange.co, Vinted, Depop, D-E-P-O-P. What items you would look to probably donate or sell to secondhand stores would be a baby monitor, baby books, a white warmer, onesies, cribs, crib mattresses, crib sheets, walkers, toys, a gently used breast pump, strollers, baby carriers, baby shoes, jackets, sweaters, swaddle blankets, a baby bag, a rocking chair if you have one. Rocking chairs are super expensive. So all of these great things you can have in your home, think there's no use for it. You don't want to break the toy apart. You just want to put it in the car and get rid of it. Take it to a secondhand store. They're all around every community. Georgia has them. New York has them. Philly has them. LA has them. Texas has them. Florida has them. Maryland has them. And I'm just naming all of the places I've been. But just Google. And if you don't see any in your area, look online. Online has a lot of places that will take gently used baby things. As long as you upload the picture, give a great description. And you would definitely have to ship it. But usually the people who are buying it will pay for the shipping. So if you're looking to recycle old baby things instead of throwing it in the trash, because in the U.S., we waste so many great things. Stores, companies throw away brand new items just because they weren't purchased. And they don't want to be taxed on a lot of the items sitting in the store, so they just throw them away. That's why a lot of people dumpster dive and they find all of this product that they can find and resell online that companies and stores have thrown in the trash. Now, reality speaking, most resale stores are supposed to damage it out. And when they say damage it out, it means we either spray paint it, because I did work in retail, or we cut it, or we pull it apart. We take out a missing piece as needed to put it together. It's just all of this stuff to just make sure somebody else can't use it. And it's horrible. But the reality is, people in 2024 are not trying to do their job. They just want to pick up a check. So a lot of times people don't damage it. They just throw it in the dumpster. So that's why dumpster diving is so popular. Now, things that I want to dumpster dive for and give to a baby will be clothing, things that will go in their mouth. But if it's in a full package, it's not open, it's not it doesn't have chemicals on it, and it can be resold, do it. You know, if you have diapers that were never opened and you can't take it back to the store, take it to a secondhand store and see if they want to buy it and sell it in there. A lot of parents, men and women, cannot afford the diapers in the grocery store. If you go down the diapers aisle and you see all them diapers, look at the price. Look at the price. I went in the grocery store to buy groceries, and in the water aisle, I saw a pack of diapers opened and a few diapers taken out. Probably because a parent, a mom, or a teen could not afford to buy a pack of diapers, and they just needed diapers real quick for their baby. And it's sad, but that's the reality of life that we are living. We are living in a time where parents have kids, can afford to feed them, can afford to clothe them, can afford to make sure they have diapers, can afford to make sure they have books, they can afford daycare. If you looked at the price of daycare, daycare is running a lot of parents thousands of dollars per week. And think about the parents who have multiple kids. And then the government turns around and looks at this generation and says, oh, the young people are not having kids fast enough. What about the population? The population cannot be afforded to people. So we have to stop pushing the gas on another problem when we don't realize that there's a bigger problem down the line after kids come here. Because kids did not ask us to procreate and make them. We procreated and made kids. So we have to make sure the life that we're living and the lifestyle that we have, we can afford to take care of them as best as we can. And so giving your stuff to a secondhand store helps. is going to help someone else. It's a great deed. I would suggest doing it. Do not throw all of that stuff in the trash. If you have an old playpen, do not throw it in the trash. If you have old sheets that you can't do anything with, or you upgraded the girl's room or your boy's room, do not throw it away. Donate it or give it to a secondhand store. Please recycle your old baby things. Do not add to the trash dump in this country, because someone can use it. Someone needs it, and someone needs it at a lower price than what is being sold online or in the store. I appreciate you. Thank you. And thank you for just considering what I'm talking about. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please subscribe, leave a review. I appreciate you. We can do better parenting one day at a time. Peace.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.